Hello, my name is Susan Barbieri. I am a third grade teacher at Warfield Elementary in Indiantown, Florida. I have been teaching here for 3 years, and this was my first year teaching third grade. At the third grade level, there are 7 new words every week, or every unit. It starts off initially with a book read aloud anthology, and you'll read the story with the basic premise of introducing a story and building background on the first day and reading the story. During that story, the vocabulary words will be introduced, and after having completed reading the story, I would then introduce the 7 words that I would display on the chart that I'm given. It's a chart that allows you to tally throughout the week. Then I also introduce the photo cards. And there are step-by-step instructions in there that tell you how to do it if you need that. But for my children as second language learners, I found it was easiest if I could come up with synonyms, like 1 or 2 word definitions for it. So sometimes what's in here I have to adapt so that it's something that they can understand, because as second language learners, they don't even understand some of the difficult words that are used as definitions in here. So I try to bring it to a level or word that they might be familiar with. So we have the introduction on the first day. Then we'll go back on the second day and we'll do a word chat, but we'll start with a photo review. These photos are real life photos, and it helps the children place in their mind a connection that they're seeing visually, because they don't always have a lot of background for these words. So between the photo that they're seeing that makes a connection and the synonyms that I give them that are basic and help them assimilate it, they can build that connection and bridge. So we'll review with that. I review every day before I do any lesson all the words and what they mean. Even though it's not suggested in here, I try to take the cards down, I distribute them, and I'll have them partner up as just a matchup game real quick. Once I've done that, I'll do the word chat, which is something, it could be a physical response. For example, today one of the words that I did as a physical response activity was orbit. And I would describe situations and they would have to tell me with a physical motion whether or not it was something that orbited or not. For example, I would take my hand and make a circle motion. And if the word or situation I described was a situation that might involve orbit, they would make the motion. And if not, they would do nothing. So I might say the plane landed on the runway. And that is not an example of orbiting, so they would do nothing. And then if it involved orbiting, like the planets circle the sun. So they're listening again for those keywords that I've helped them with, like around and circle, and that has to do with orbit. And then they would motion to me. So there's one way I can quickly check who's got the meaning of the words, because you'll see who puts their hands up first without having to actually give an assessment. So I could observe very quickly to see who's with me and who needs help. So that's usually day 2 word chat, they call it. Then they have a day 3 word chat where it involves more of an analytical questioning where you're comparing. It'll say which is more likely to orbit and quicker or faster, and it'll make you have to think a little bit. Or it might take a prior word that we've already done from the week before, and they might compare it against the word that we're doing. And on the fourth day, they suggest the graphic organizers, which there are many different ones that are suggested in the back of our book. Different maps, different measures of degrees where they have a thermometer. I kind of stick with my kids to certain ones, like I do Foursquare with them. Again, if Foursquare, if you're not familiar, is where you write the word in one square. You've divided your paper into 4 squares, of course. You put the meaning, which I usually do synonyms on one side. I have a sentence where I use the word in context, and then a picture that matches my sentence. So I'll usually either do that, I'll do a yes-no word wheel, which is where the word's in the center, and then I draw an oval around it, sectioning off everything on the top, which I do in green for yes, is our examples of orbiting, and everything on the bottom, which I would write in red on the oval in each section, would be things that are not examples. So I've used that one, and the web, and Foursquare. And those are the ones I pretty much try to stick to, even though they suggest other ones. because I don't want it to be mind-boggling for them. I like to stick to certain graphic organizers they're familiar with. They suggest you only do it on day four. I do it days 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I sometimes pick one word, sometimes I pick two, depending on what kind of time frame I'm working with that day for instruction. But I find that the graphic organizers and just having that discussion and making them think gets them to see how other kids are thinking and on a more frequent basis than one day. Because if you've studied the research, you know how important graphic organizers are for second language learners. So that's why I try to do it most of the days that I can. The assessment is usually not a kind of question like, what does Orbit mean? It's not like that. What's great about the assessment that they give you is it's putting the word in action and saying, what would someone who is humorous say? What might a person who is humorous say? And then they'll have, I hate you, leave me alone, or something that would make someone laugh. I'm trying to think of an example. But they would give you those examples, and so you'd have to analyze it. It's not just a basic matching type test. And so I really like that portion of it. So for instruction, that's pretty much what the days map out to be in a 5-day week.